This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Alex Force from the Grand Rapids Public Museum. We're going to be chatting about their Thank You Beer exhibit running now through December 30th. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely. So what can folks expect who come to the museum to check out the exhibit?
Well, Thank You Beer is an exhibit that's all about the history, science, and culture of beer and brewing, and we, of course, take a especially close look at what's going on with the beer scene here in West Michigan.
And beer is, other than just being able to drink it, it's led to a lot of the great innovations. So what are some of those that are being showcased there in the exhibit?
Sure. Well, we've called the exhibit Thank You Beer, and that's because throughout history there have been lots of innovations and inventions that beer has played a part in one way or another. So if you go all the way back to the beginning of human civilization, many people say that the beginning of civilization came about because of the development of agriculture. And there's been some pretty exciting new research that said that the first humans who settled down and started growing crops were growing barley in order to make beer. And so you can really say that we have beer to thank for human civilization. You can go back to the workers in Egypt who built the pyramids, who were paid with beer. There's evidence that beer was one of the earliest antibiotics that was helped keep people healthy. And then in more modern times, inventions like refrigeration and pasteurization came about because people were trying to find ways to preserve beer in order to ship it longer distances.
Okay. And what are some of the other things that are showcased in the exhibit in addition to the history?
Sure. Well, the exhibit itself is made up of some really neat objects. I mean, as a museum, that's what we do. We use objects to tell stories. And so in this case, some of the objects that people will see in the displays are, I think, really interesting. We have a combination of items from the museum's permanent collection that document the history of beer in Grand Rapids. And then we also work with some private collectors who lent items to the museum. So there's a fascinating collection of beer advertising posters that go all the way back to the 1800s. People can sort of see how advertising for beer has changed and how it's stayed the same over the past 100 and some years. Beer cans, we've got a giant wall of beer cans. It's really impressive when you first walk in. It's kind of something that a lot of people can relate to. A lot of people at one time or another have or have known somebody who's collected beer cans. But we also wanted to sort of tell a little bit about American history through beer cans.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a little bit closer look and show how the designs and the artwork on beer cans reflects what's going on in the larger world at the time when they were made.
Sure. And I hear you guys are going to be doing a beer school there. How can folks take part in that, and what's going to be involved in beer school?
Sure. The beer school started last week, but there's still, I believe, four more of them before the end of the year. The details are all on our website at grmuseum.org. But
mm-hmm.
basically what it is Thursday nights we'll have a special speaker or group of speakers come in and give a talk about some aspect of the beer industry. It's not necessarily about how to brew beer, but one aspect or another of people who are involved in that industry and where their industry is headed, the types of products that they're making, and sort of how it's affecting our local community. So it'll be a great opportunity to get more of some in-depth knowledge about the beer industry, also to drink some great Michigan beer and to see the exhibit.
Okay. Now, are you teaching people how to brew in that as well?
Well, we have, there's a little bit of, there is a display about home brewing in the exhibit. It's not a detailed step-by-step process. It's something that, it's definitely a popular hobby, and there's lots of resources to help people get started with that. We wanted to give an overview and place home brewing sort of in its context, which is, in the late 1970s, when it became legal to brew again at home, that's what really started the craft and microbrewery movement up again in this country. People were finally allowed to start brewing in their basements, and by the time they sort of perfected some of their recipes, those are the people who started opening the breweries like Bell's and Founders that have become so popular today.
Sure. Now, I have a good friend who's a brewmaster out in Portland, Oregon, and he's always talked to me about the importance of pairing beer with foods. And I understand you've got a gourmet pairing dinner coming up. What's the date for that?
That's November 17th, and there are tickets for that event still available, once again, on the museum's website. And this is a really exciting one for us because we did an event a couple of weeks ago called the Brewers Challenge, where we invited about 20 different Michigan brewers in and had the public come in and taste their beers and vote. And so the top five vote getters from that event are going to be the five beers that are going to be paired with the five courses at the pairing dinner. So our executive chef, Hans, is putting together a great menu, and he'll be pairing each course with one of those winning beers.
Now, I understand there's also tastings available. What's the schedule for that?
So we're calling them hoppy hours, and this is regularly scheduled every week, Tuesdays and Saturdays. So the museum's open late on Tuesdays until 8 p.m., and so if you come in on a Tuesday after work or a Saturday anytime, there's actually a bar set up in the exhibit. We thought it would be cruel to do an exhibit about beer and not give people a chance to drink beer. So we'll have the bar set up in the exhibit through the rest of the year on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and you can sample some of the great local brews while you're learning about their history.
Now, I also heard you're hosting the Beer City video that was made a few weeks ago. And for those who haven't had a chance to catch that on YouTube, can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. The Beer City USA sing-along, they called it, was just sort of a celebration, a thank you for everybody who voted for Grand Rapids to win Beer City USA. And this is something that we've got just sort of playing on a loop in the theater, so at the tail end of the exhibit, people can catch it. And it's just a really fun short video that features all of the different local breweries and people singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. So that's available in the exhibit as well.
Now, in addition to Thank You Beer, the museum always has some awesome exhibits. What are some of the few that are coming up after Thank You Beer that folks may want to have on their radar?
Sure. The next exhibit that we're going to be opening is just in a couple of weeks here. On November 10th, we're opening a new exhibit called Great Lakes Shipwrecks,
okay,
Storms and Stories. So that is a look specifically at shipwrecks on Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes. And that's going to be a really fun, interactive exhibit. There's some cool games in there for the kids, as well as a whole lot of information. And then looking a little bit further out to next February, the big shipwreck, Titanic, the artifact exhibition, will be coming to the museum, and that opens on February 9th of 2013.
Awesome. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been chatting with Alex Forrest from the Grand Rapids Public Museum about the Thank You Beer exhibit they're having now through December 30th. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex.
Anytime. Appreciate it.